Thunder rumbled from the foothills 4 leagues away. The mules brayed and pulled back their ears. The caravan plodded to a halt. Waldrick of House Hansar, mounted on a gray gelding, tugged the reins closer. His horse stopped, and he turned a steady gaze up and down the caravan. The 40 mules formed a line of brown contrasting against the landscape's 1,000 shades of gray. Gray gravel, trodden into gray soil, marked the track the caravan followed. On either side, boulder-strewn slopes rose, then turned sharply upward into the looming mountains of barren granite. The mountain siblings stood shoulder to shoulder, in lines stretching to south and north as far as the eye could see. The treeless mountains, bareheaded as old bald men laid out on their funeral pyres, the caravan trod the only pass through the mountains. The muleteers called, "Hisse!" and tapped crops against the mules' hindquarters. The mules switched their tails and their muscles rippled. Yet still they shook their heads, their eyes showing whites, and stood their ground as if life had changed their forelegs into tree trunks. Stubborn beasts, but not stupid ones. Something troubled them.
"What in the hell has gotten into the mules?"
Abreast of Waldrick, Torrin stood up in the stirrups. His blonde hair contrasted with the stallion's dark brown pelt and the dull gray-green of lichen-splotched boulders. He raised a hand to ward off the sun from his eyes and shouted to Elbert, the lead muleteer.
"Your damn beasts have heard thunder before, nay?"
Waldrick angled his head upward to Torrin. "It's not the thunder has them spooked, brother." Torrin reseated himself. His mouth tightened and his eyebrows arched upward. "Your old tutor made you an expert on mules, did he?" His tone echoed through 2 decades of memory, back to their nursemaid skirts, and smothered Waldrick into silence.